We're doing brachot. We're up to Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Zav Shira'a Keri. So you have this guy who has some kind of discharge called a Zav. The Torah says he has a special defilement. And then during this period that he's still defiled, he sees a lighter form of defilement. He emits a seed. He becomes a Tamei Keri. So technically, even if he goes to mikveh, for Tumas Keri, he could go to mikveh after that day, right? At nightfall, he's pure. So he sees Keri at night, in the morning he could go and go to mikveh, and by nighttime he'll be pure. But for the Ziva, he's still got a way to go. He needs 7 days. So, Nida, the same thing. What about a woman who's during her cycle? So she's defiled for 7 days. She's a Nida. But, you know, an hour before she began her cycle, an hour before her onset, she was with her husband. And so even though now, an hour later, she becomes a Nida, for 3 more days, the seed could come out of her and make her Tamei, what's called Poletet Shechvat Zera, a woman that the seed comes out of her. So that makes her defiled like a Keri. Vam Shameshet, or the flip side, a woman that becomes Tameh because she was Mishameshet. She was intimate with her husband, Shirata Nida. So initially she had the lighter Tumah, and then she got the more stringent Tumah, Shirata Nida. And then afterwards, she had the onset. Tzrichin Tvila, Tanakama holds nonetheless, Ezra's Takona, that a person who's Tameh Keri has to immerse themselves in order to make blessings, or read Torah, or Daven. That encompasses even someone who has a weightier tumah. Doesn't matter whether that more stringent tumah preceded the keri or came after it. Either way, they have to immerse themselves. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to. Ibailu, bal keri shera zival Rabbi Yehuda maul. The Gemara says, what would be the din according to Rabbi Yehuda if a person first was a bal keri? So technically, the chiyuv of Takanas Ezra is there. Then afterwards he had this discharge. So, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold in such an instance? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only absolved the person of Tevila when he began off as a Zav. Initially he had the weightier Tumah. And only afterwards did he get the lighter Tumah. So when the Keri, when the Tumas Keri came to be, the Mikara, initially when the Tumas Keri happened, Lav Bal Tvilahu, he wasn't fit to immerse himself. Aval Bal Keri Shira Ziva. But maybe in this instance, where first it was a Bal Keri, so it was Chai of Tvila, and then only afterwards he got the weightier Tumah, the Mikara Bal Tvilahu, that initially he was obligated to immerse himself, Mechayev, would Rabbi Yehuda obligate him? Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't matter. Once he's in a state that the tevila won't purify him completely, so then he doesn't have to tevil altogether. Tashma, the Gemara says, I'll prove it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I'm shameshet v'ratan idat tzichat tevilav Rabbi Yehuda poter. That if the woman was first mishameshet, so she was chayev tevila, and afterwards she had her onset. Nonetheless, Tanakama says she should immerse herself, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she doesn't have to. So that's identical. That's the female version of a Bal Keri that had Ziva. You see, Rabbi Yehuda nonetheless says you don't have to. Doesn't matter that the Chiyuv was there. Now that there's a heavier Tumah on the person, so there's no point in going to Mikvah. There's no point even for Takanas Ezra. Shmamina, Gemara says, okay, it's a good proof. Tani Rabbi Chiya Behedia, Rabbi Chiya, in his version of Braisa Mishnah, his version said it explicitly. Not only did it give the case of a woman, but it also gave the case of a man. Bal keri shera aziva, tzarich tvila. If a person was keri and afterwards he had this discharge, he must immerse himself according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda poter, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not necessary. Adran alach mishemito, adran alach mishemito, adran alach mishemito. Tvilat ha-shachar ad chatzot. So the next chapter is going to deal with davening. Until now we dealt with Krishma, now it's dealing with davening. So the prayer of the morning can be done according to Tanakama until midday. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adalet Shot, Rabbi Yehuda says no. You can only do it until a third of the daylight hours. What we call 4 hours into the day.